This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Lisa Koenig.
And I'm Mike Murray.
So we've talked in the past about different types of reporting beats, such as city government or education. Dan Frumkin, writing in the Columbia Journalism Review, suggests that perhaps there's time for a new beat to cover secrecy. And certainly with some of the scandals we've heard lately, some of the information that has slowly leaked out about some of the things the government is doing, I guess you could make a case for a secrecy beat. So what do you think of that, Mike?
Well, I think it sounds like one of those things that's sort of oxymoronic, you know, a secrecy beat about getting information out about secrecy. But I think the idea is, of course, to, you know, uncover things that, as you say, the government is doing and, you know, just to try and strive for greater transparency, I guess, or to, you know, put it there when the government fails to do so, you know, to be more transparent about what's going on. You know, there's a number of things you know that come to mind when you talk about a secrecy beat. I guess what we look at, you know, some secrecy is in place, at least so the government says, you know, to protect national security. You know, I mean, it's there because the fewer people know about things, the more secure our troops are in foreign locales and things of that nature. Then you get the But the problem with it is, of course, is where you draw the line, because some secrecy is probably appropriate, you know, to protect our military actions when they're appropriate themselves. And some secrecy is probably not appropriate, you know, when we're doing things that maybe, you know, if the people knew, they would not support it. So I think the idea of a secrecy beat is generally a good thing. You know, to boil it down to just an opinion, it's a good thing. But I think it's one of those things that would need to be sort of carefully administered so that, you know, we don't end up, for example, compromising the security of our military troops somewhere or things of that nature. So, you know, so even though it sounds a little bit oxymoronic, you know, a secrecy beat's an interesting idea for sure.
After September 11th, you had, of course, more surveillance, you had the Department of Homeland Security, and Dan Frumkin in this article makes the point that after September 11th, the Washington Press Corps just no longer considered such activities newsworthy, the surveillance, and for the same reasons, because of the fear of terrorism. But now we've had some disturbing revelations about the spying on the phone records, the story that broke, drone warfare, and I think he makes a good case that there's a lot that's coming to light now that we really should be having a public debate about.
Isn't that sort of the job of all reporters, though? I mean, this is part of covering government. Do you need one person, especially in these times when media organizations are cutting back on staff? Can you devote someone to covering just secrecy, and how many stories might that yield?
Well, the stories would probably be slow in coming, you know, because there's, you know, this is the thing. You're up against sort of a, I know how this is going to sound, but you're up against a sort of a conspiracy of silence, a whole bunch of people that don't want to say anything. And it's hard to chisel, you know, the wall away enough to get somebody, you know, to get behind it, to get some information out from somebody. So it would not be quantitatively rewarding. But, you know, the information that a good investigative journalist might get is, you know, very compelling to think about.
Well, you know, I asked, you know, shouldn't we all sort of be following this a little bit? Lisa, the phone records story came from an overseas newspaper, not from an American news organization.
The Guardian broke the story of the English newspaper. And I believe that's because Snowden, the guy who leaked the story, leaked it to Glenn Greenwald, who is, I think he's American, but he's been outspoken on these issues. He lives in Brazil, but he writes a lot for The Guardian. So I think he kind of picked that guy. So, yeah, so... So then the Washington Press Corps kind of had to play catch-up, but I just thought that was kind of an interesting detail that a foreign newspaper broke the story. So anyway, Dan Frumkin makes the point that, back to Mike's point, that you would really need some dogged reporters to pursue this if you had the resources to have an secrecy beat to cover it. And, you know, this would not be a beat to hand to your newly hired reporter out of college.
Yeah, it's the kind of thing. It's the kind of thing that would make up, you know, for example, a great documentary film or something like that, you know, or, you know, an ongoing series, you know, that might appear in some sort of alternative press. I can see a lot of traditional press being very sort of skeptical about the reliability of information that was gotten, you know, because it's so hard to verify. Once again, you know, one of the hallmarks of journalism is corroboration of information, you know, good journalism, you know, to get two people or three people to come on and say, yep, this is all correct and so forth. And we verified our facts and, you know, two sources or more and all this kind of good stuff. That would be not easy to do when you've got a secrecy beat. And so I can see a whole lot of a great many traditional news outlets being kind of unwilling to risk their credibility, you know, their reputations on the reliability or lack of reliability of a story about this kind of stuff. So there's a lot that a journalist would be up against.
Yeah, and would, as a news organization, would you say this person is your secrecy reporter, or would you keep
right.
that a secret and say he or she is simply covering government and is looking into certain stories, you know? That could be a secret in itself.
You bet.
But it seems like, and you talked about this, Mike, I mean, that wall of silence. We're especially seeing this with the Obama administration, I think, which was came into office promising a great deal of transparency. And I think what we're seeing is a great deal of secrecy. And we're having to rely on whistleblowers or WikiLeaks or, you know, these other sources to reveal some of the things that are being done in the name of the American people. And perhaps it would behoove some news organizations covering Washington, D.C. to have someone assigned to just look into these types of things.
Mm-hmm. And not only that, as we talked about earlier, the Obama administration has really cracked down on leakers, like with the Associated Press case when they seized phone records to try to track down a leaker.
That would be a danger for someone on the secrecy beat, then, is that the government may turn around and start investigating that reporter.
Mm-hmm. So between that and all the, you know, the cutbacks and on new staffs, it's really hard to, you know, to do this kind of labor-intensive reporting. But again, I think that it is very important to the public interest.
Well, it's no secret that we only have a certain amount of time to talk each week, and our time for today has run out. But our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.